I don't know. This morning, I was thinking about how we know God, and I just had this like image in my mind of, you know, those where people make an image and it's like lots of photos, and then they kind of arrange them together so it makes a face. Do you know the ones I mean? Yeah. And I was thinking about how my experience has been that you get to know God as community, as humanity, like that in other people's lives and other people's stories, that they show an aspect or a specific part of the character of God. And my experience is part of that too, which is quite humbling to think that through my life and my story, it's revealing more of God to the world. And I think that's true of everybody.
Books, a lot of Bible stories, that family.
I guess there was this sort of like,
it's quite natural.
Maybe crisis point where I just felt so dissatisfied with life and really like, I just want more from life. And I don't really know, like, what is it about? Like, what gives you, like, sort of deep sense of meaning and satisfaction in life and purpose? And and I was sort of just, I don't know, I felt like I was bouncing from one thing to another. I don't know, I think I'd ask some bigger questions, and then I'd come back around to being like, something's missing. And I kind of realised, like, what I really want is to be known and to be loved.
I had this overwhelming sense of being loved, joy that, and freedom. Turning point, got baptised again.
Yeah, I think there's been a good lesson recently is the... to kind of accept the grace that God gives us and how we can just experience that in being human and in being part of this world. The givenness of things that you didn't strive for or you didn't deserve or work for or... create yourself, but you get to experience, and yeah.